Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Check out Crown Rental online at crownrent.com. They have pictures, pricing, and info on all of their items, as well as a convenient quote tool. Just build your cart and send it over to them to quickly check availability and cost. Don't forget, Crown Rental is also your local elite steel dealer. Offering rental, sales, and service, make Crown Rental your first and only stop for steel equipment and accessories.
By inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. Shar, how does your fall garden grow?
I am loving the zinnias. You know how I'm always pushing zinnias? Well, I'm loving it. Guess what I found the other morning as I'm going by my row of zinnias? And it's a long row, let me tell you.
Hard to tell.
It was a bumblebee taking a little bit of a snooze. I thought he was dead, but he was just resting on the big flower of a big zinnia, and he was just sitting there, and he was kind of moving his antenna and his legs, but he was just taking a nap.
Wow. I think the pollinators are really appreciating the copious rain that we've had, the bright sunshine, and I'm finding the same thing on any of my flowers. I also purchased a hibiscus. Now, this is not an outside hibiscus. I'll have to take it in. Okay. I'll find some place for it, but it's just about to bloom, and I have pollinators that are literally checking it every day to find
is
out
it
if
open
those...
yet? Is it open yet?
Exactly, exactly. So they're very interested in anything that's got pollen, and especially this time of year.
Yes.
I want to warn people about those pollinators who are collecting nectar that may have ulterior motives. So stay clear of wasps and bees.
Stings.
I ran over a ground beehive on my mower, and it was like out of a cartoon. They came swarming. I only got stung once, and I ran for the antihistamine.
Yep.
But you don't see them, and it's not always the beehive that's hanging in the big tree. So do be careful, especially this time of year. All right. Today, we are going to go into part two of spring bulbs that are planted in the fall. So tell us a little bit about why it's so important to prepare now for the beauty of the spring.
Absolutely. And I am going to call this spring bulbs I have known and loved, the smaller spring bulbs I have known and loved. It's important to prepare now. You want You can't obviously plant them in spring. You have to plant them in fall. And that's just the way it's done. And you want to prepare in enough time to give your plants a little chance, or your bulbs a little chance, to set out their roots. And they will be dormant, obviously, in the cold winter months, but you want them to have a little bit of a start. The cold will do something internally to the bulb, but still you want them to get established in dry, or not, if the ground is dry, you want to moisten it a bit. So all these things you have to take into consideration. Make sure you start out with healthy bulbs that are firm to the touch. And on these smaller bulbs, they're not going to be planted very deeply. Remember the ratio, 3 times the diameter of the bulb. So a 1-inch bulb would be 3 inches deep. These little crocus bulbs, sometimes they're no bigger than your small fingernail, so you know, maybe down just an inch or so. But let's just go over some. I have some that are deer resistant and some that are not, so kind of take note of that. The one that I haven't mentioned a lot in previous shows, but it's one I'm really fond of, and I do need to build up my own garden supply of them, is the muscari, or the grape hyacinth. When it blooms, it will look like an upside-down grape cluster, and usually in the colors of grape, like a purple and so on. Although they do come in light blues, they come in whites. There's one that's really gorgeous. It's kind of like a ombre, or almost tie-dye. It starts dark on the bottom and it goes to the whiter shade or lighter shades up at the top. Very attractive. And even my grandma grew them way back in the turn of the last century. So.
They're not very tall, though, are they?
No, they're not. They're very short. I guess a lot of these that I'm going to mention, when I say smaller spring bulbs, they're smaller in height as well. So that's something. A variety of grape hyacinth had been traced way back to the year 1596. So they've been around a long time. That's one of my favorites. Wood hyacinths, also another one of my favorites, especially the beautiful light blue. What a beautiful color of blue that is. And then crocus. Let's jump into the small crocuses. They are very small in size. The snow crocus especially, but they are so sweet. And then there's the regular crocus, which has a little bit bigger of a flower, shaped like a cup. And they come in different colors, the yellows, the whites, purples, kind of in a blue shade. These, however, are loved by rodents. The grape hyacinth, they are deer resistant, but the crocus, they're loved by everything. So just keep that in mind when you are planting them.
And all right. Well, mm-hmm. We'll find out how to plant those right after we come back from a word from our fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway, in Lilydale.
School is starting soon. Moving off to college? Crown Rental has a large inventory of trailers ready to haul your belongings. Their experienced staff is ready to help answer your questions at any of their 3 locations in Burnsville, Rosemount, and Apple Valley. Stop in or call today.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
All right, we're back and we're talking about the things that we can do this fall to make sure that we have wonderful small bulb success in the spring. All right, Char, we're going to find out about these lovely miniature bulbs that, once again, don't plant them too deep. Give us some planting techniques so that we're successful in the spring.
Right. You want that ground to be loose enough that you can set the bulbs in, that they aren't, you know, sitting in heavy clay soil. So prepare your soil a little bit. You might have to use a little imagination as far as a tool. Sometimes a tool that's like a bulb planter, if you have a small enough size, you can just do that and plunge it down into the soil and then drop your bulb in and then just push the dirt over it too, if your ground is pliable, that is. I want to just touch back a step or two to when we were talking about rodents. Now, you can't use the mesh protection so easily with these smaller bulbs. You know how we talked about daffodils and so on, and tulips especially, because they are the ones that the rodents go after. You're not going to be able to use much of a mesh or wood metal type protection over these little bulbs. So I would recommend maybe using something like GrubX to keep down on the amount of grubs in that immediate area. And that would be one of the only ways to kind of eliminate your rodent problem there. So the crocuses, they're one thing. The scilla are another. However, scilla can get away from you.
They sure can.
Yes, they. I guess they must have 100% seed germination. And I never really get to see their little seed packets or pods too much. I have them in my yard, and they are in a spot that doesn't get too overgrown. But just travel down to a city such as Northfield, and on one of their main street areas, you'll see yard after yard just full of these blue scilla just overtaking things. People actually do have to do something with their lawns if they want just all green in the spring. But if you're into scilla and they aren't overtaking, there is a variety that is light blue. Usually blue scilla is just plain blue, but there is a very pretty shade of light blue out there as well. I'm going to mention one that I haven't planted myself, but I know of it, and it is deer resistant as well. Not so much about the rodents underground, but snowdrops. Now, snowdrops,
I love those.
Aren't they lovely? Just so delicate and not feminine, but just delicate, I want to say. They are white, obviously, snowdrops. It appears like when they're blooming that their heads have dropped kind of down. You know, they're in a dropped position. But they are just such a sweet bulb. And I don't believe they spread very much, so they're not like invasive in your area. So check those out. Fritillaria. I don't have a common name for that genus of plants or bulbs, but Fritillaria, in that category, there is one that I am fond of. It's called checkered lily. It's not really a lily. It's just called a checkered lily, but it's in the Fritillaria. You grow it, and there is a real pale checkered design on its petals. It, too, is kind of drooping. It does reside in a family or genus of plants that has a real tall variety as well. But I'm referring to now the smaller Fritillaria or checkered lily. Check that out. It is rodent resistant, by the way. That's one of the few rodent resistant. So Fritillaria, remember that. Glory of the Snow, it's also quite delicate. Looks similar to wood hyacinth in a way, 5 to 6 inches in height, as all these that I've mentioned today are quite short. So they would do well at the front of your spring bulb border. And Glory of the Snow come in pink, blue, or white, very pastel colors. Allium, it's not really in the small category, but you often find them in your bulb racks this time of the year if you're going shopping for spring flowering bulbs. Very interesting plants. They may be a little hard in the windy areas. If you're living out in the country, don't have a lot of wind protection, they might go down or tip on you. But if you're in town and you have a sheltered place for them, check out alliums. They come in very different sizes and colors, mostly the blues, purples, and whites, a few pinks. There's one that's absolutely huge. It definitely doesn't fit in our smaller spring bulbs, but Globemaster Allium, 10 inches in diameter, folks. There's one I have growing in my yard that I did want to mention. It doesn't overtake too much, but a little bit it does, but I'm still going to mention. It's Ornithogalum. It's also called Star of Bethlehem. It's just a white flower. It does, I think, spread by seed, but it's been around since 1593. Just imagine, these plants have been around a long time. It's hated by deer and rodents, so remember that. It's loved by the bees. Remember, some of these smaller blooming flowers are your bees' only first source of nectar and food, so remember that, too.
All right, well, we want to take care of our pollinators, and I'm sorry we don't have any more time today, but we want to follow up on this and make sure that everybody's fall bulb planting is successful. Thank you so much, Char, for always doing the great research that you do and introducing us to some things that we never knew about. Till next time,
welcome.
In the garden. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Check out Crown Rental online at crownrent.com. They have pictures, pricing, and info on all of their items, as well as a convenient quote tool. Just build your cart and send it over to them to quickly check availability and cost. Don't forget, Crown Rental is also your local elite steel dealer. Offering rental, sales, and service, make Crown Rental your first and only stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
Sun and rain, I'll find my way in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. And inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, someone blessed these seeds I saw. Someone warned them from below till the rain comes.